I'm joined by the wonderful Sarah of Stourbridge Street Food Affair. How are you this morning, Sarah?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Now, so tell us what this is about, because I've heard bits and bobs, and I'm all for a little street food festival thing. Explain more. Exactly what is the Stourbridge Street Food Affair?
Well, it's taking place this Friday, 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock, at the wonderful Bonded Warehouse outside on the cobbled street. So I can't control the weather, so please come wrapped up warm and with a brolly, just in case. This is Britain. But what I have been able to control is we've got some wonderful food traders coming along. We're going to bring you a bit of Italy, a bit of the Caribbean, and you can wash it all down with a taste of gin or some craft ales. And you're going to be entertained by, we've got five musicians who are coming along to busk on the night, the wonderful Esther Turner, the Rosebirds,
wow.
And the local legend Pete Bodice is going to pop in for 30 minutes as well.
Wow.
And if that's not enough, then come and see what our artists are offering inside the Bonded Warehouse. We've got a lovely lady, Helen Gobb, a very talented artist, who's got an excellent project, Artworks for Change, with people with learning disabilities, and she's showcasing her work upstairs. And we've got a few vintage stalls as well, if that's not enough.
This sounds amazing. I just thought it was like a food market thing, but no, you've got loads going on. What can we expect then? So we've got all the brilliant artists that are going to be performing, but from the food side of things, what could people expect? Is it more kind of ingredients for if I own a restaurant, or can anyone come and just buy loads of food for just cooking at home with?
It's not really takeaway food. You can take a few cakes away if you wanted, but really the idea is to dining outside. You know, food programs are so popular in street markets nowadays, and we just want people to get that Friday feeling, come straight from work, or don't bother cooking at home and come to us before you go out later on. It's not a family event as such, but we welcome children to come along. So we're not doing face painting and activities for children, but children can come with their parents and eat. And of course, there'll be non-alcoholic drinks available as well. But the idea, I think, street food's taken the world by storm, really. It's about cheap food, excellent ingredients. And a lot of people go on to have their own restaurants or to become chefs in restaurants. And they test out, I suppose, their skills and their knowledge in street food, first of all. It's a great atmosphere. If anybody's ever been over to Birmingham, Digbeth Dining Club, I mean, we can't compete with that, but we're going to have a go at doing a little mini street food event on Friday night.
You know what, Sarah? It sounds amazing. I'm not sure that I can come, though, because I'll just be eating all of the food that's there.
Yeah, so quite a lot of choice, yes.
So why Stourbridge in particular, though, to hold this really incredible, what seems at the whole celebration of food?
Well, I'm a local girl, Dudley Wench, born and bred. I live in Wordsley, and I just love the venue. And when I go away to cities and I travel, or I go into Birmingham for street food, the idea came to me, why can't I have this on my doorstep? Why can't I have it in my neighbourhood? And I think this is the first time that it's been done in such a way. I think there are odd street food traders, you know, at country fairs and things like that. But I think this is the first time that it's brought together in Stourbridge, a number of food traders in one place. And I've had so much interest. It just seems that people are very keen
well, this
to have
is it.
It.
I
so
mean,
if you haven't got it, do it yourself.
Well, this is it. I heard about this event probably about a month ago, and I gave it a mention on the radio, just because I love cooking, and you picked on something there which I struggle with, is going to somewhere where all these ingredients are in one place.
Yes.
And and they're all available. Loads of different flavours all in one place. And it sounds like not only that, but you've got a whole brilliant celebration going on with all these really brilliant local names performing as well.
Well, one of my sort of ethos is around supporting small businesses. And most of the businesses who are coming on Friday night are fairly local to Birmingham and the Black Country. rather than bringing up some of the big guns from London, I've tried to support local. So we've got Greens Vegan, for example. So we're catering for people who eat meat, but also for people who are vegetarian or vegan. And they're a Stourbridge-based company. The breweries that we've got, the one is just up the road at Haypenny, opposite the airfield, a cider company, and the other one is round the corner from us.
Well, there you go. There's so many...
The road in Lye. So I'm trying to support local businesses, local food traders, and that leads me in nicely. If I could just plug my next event.
Yeah, no, go for it. Please do, Sarah.
Here on Friday, then come back in July because we're taking part in the Black Country Festival.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm really excited because we're going to be feeling peaky.
Oh.
So we've got a few surprises.
Oh, okay.
For that, including a blacksmith to try and recreate
no.
condone gang violence. But we do like the style of them.
Sarah, I might have to get you to like organise my birthday party or something. You are too good at this organisation stuff. This sounds brilliant.
Well, thank you for that. And I can reserve you a table if you've got a special birthday coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
On my website.
So this Friday, the Stourbridge Street Food Affair, where can we find out more about this?
You can just look at my website, which is www.streetfoodaffair.co.uk. And if you want to contact me, if you're a trader who's interested in working with me in future, you can send me an email. You can also go onto my Facebook site, which is just, again, Street Food Affair. And again, if you've got any queries, you can comment on that and I'll respond as soon as I can.
Brilliant. There we go. Thank you ever so much for joining me this morning, Sarah. It sounds amazing. The Stourbridge Street Food Affair. Make sure you get yourselves down there this Friday.